This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. lawmakers are continuing the Electoral College proceedings at this hour, hours after pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol building, forcing lawmakers to seek shelter, interrupting challenges to Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Since the proceedings resumed, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to reject an objection to President-elect Biden's win in Arizona, joining the Senate in upholding the results of the election there. Earlier, pro-Trump supporters rushed the Capitol. One woman was shot and killed. The circumstances of the shooting are being investigated. President Trump stirred up the protesters at an earlier rally near the White House and later released a video on Twitter saying he loved them and urged them to go home, but not before the followers wreaked havoc at the Capitol. Washington's mayor declared a curfew until 6 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday morning, and police and riot gear moved in, moving the demonstrators away from the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters storming the Capitol, calling the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doings of the people's business. Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris will be sworn in to office on January the 20th. World leaders expressed shock and condemned the chaos on the Capitol as a pro-Trump riot breached the U.S. Capitol building today. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson described the scenes at the U.S. Congress as disgraceful. Johnson said the United States stands for democracy around the world and it now vital that there should be a peaceful and orderly transfer of power. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Meantime, the National Urban League president, Mark Morial, is among those urging lawmakers to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from the White House in an effort to preserve democracy after his supporters stormed the Capitol. If the 25th Amendment is enacted because Trump is deemed unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, at that point, the vice president will assume the powers of acting president. On this historic day at the U.S. Capitol, amid all the chaos, the Democrats were securing a majority in the U.S. Senate. The Associated Press declared Democrat John Ossoff the projected winner by defeating the incumbent Republican senator in his runoff race in the southern state of Georgia. He joins the Reverend Raphael Warnock, who was declared the winner of his Senate race earlier, also in Georgia, by defeating another incumbent Republican Wednesday, giving their Democratic Party control of the U.S. Senate. The Democrats already control the House of Representatives, albeit by narrow margin. Their victories give Democrats full control of Congress, ensuring that President-elect Biden and Democratic lawmakers can easily enact their legislative agenda after he takes office on January the 20th. President-elect Biden has chosen Merrick Garland, a federal appellate court judge, whom Republicans snubbed for a seat on the Supreme Court in 2016, as the Attorney General to lead the country's Justice Department in his new administration, according to Biden aides. If confirmed by the Senate, Garland will immediately face one politically sensitive case, a current criminal tax investigation into Biden's son, Hunter, as well as demands from some Democrats to pursue investigations into Trump's action as president after he leaves office in 2 weeks and is no longer immune from possible prosecution. The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. Wednesday's decision came after a background of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. Peru is expecting to receive the first batch of the coronavirus vaccines this month to launch its long-awaited immunization program. The president made the announcement Wednesday, saying some 38 million doses of the Sinopharm Laboratory of China will be heading to the country this month. Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown.